yelled out names, and then, you know, just he put on YouTube, and then it just kind of caught on. And, you know, the Office did not make an episode after it, so it wasn't, like, caught on by 100,000 million people viewing it. But enough baseball fans did it that it sort of spread from there. And then recently this year, mainly teams and stations wanted me to come on their pregame show and interact with players, and so it kind of took it to a whole other level that I could have never predicted.
Well, I just got to say this right now. People aren't mishearing you. You are 36 years of age. You do have a wife. You do have two kids, and you are still playing wiffle ball. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
More power to you, buddy. You're living the dream.
Yeah, you're living the dream. I tell you, I thought we were living the dream doing radio, but that sounds like it. Well, you know, Gar, with from being on Letterman to Fox, all this publicity, being able to, you know, meet all these baseball stars, Manny Ramirez, Kevin Youkilis, Rafael Furcal, all these guys, yeah. You know, and the type of publicity that it's gotten, are you a little bit surprised at how it's kind of just snowballed and gotten you all this fame all of a sudden?
Yes. You know what's funny is my brother, so I have three younger siblings, all more talented and more theatrical than I am. And so my brother, whose birthday is today, he's a part of Hair on Broadway that just won a Tony Award. And so
wow.
Amazingly, the same night that I was on Letterman, he was on Conan, same time. And my parents don't have TiVo. So it was like, they were forced with the age-old question that parents have, like, which one's your favorite? And so they still haven't seen my Letterman, so they watched him.
Oh, now that's a shame right there. That's a blow to the heart.
Here's the thing. If I was 19, I think I would not know what to do with this more. But what's really fun about being an absolute nobody loser for 35 years is... you get kind of used to where you are in life, and so so even with a bit of more notoriety, I mean, my head is still balding the same way it was 2 years ago. I'm still athletically past my prime. I still barely played on my varsity baseball team, so that stuff really helps. I can't imagine what, you know, people that were told they're really something special at 16 and 17, I mean, that must really freak your brain out. And that's true, honestly, is so Manny and I are about the same age, and so what's funny is, like, the Cardinals had me on their pregame show, and so I was interacting with all of them, and of course, it's like, if you're a 12-year-old kid, you know, living in Boone, I mean, you're just loving the idea of, like, wow, what if I met Matt Holliday, or you know, Escobar, or Dan Uggla, or, you know, some of the heroes that are so great. But seriously, for me, for the Cardinals pregame show, it was great meeting all those guys. Adam Wainwright, you know, came up, introduced himself. Ryan Franklin comes up, and he's like, dude, you killed it on Letterman. I was like, did you watch it? That's great, thanks. But seriously, it was turning around and seeing, you know, 60-something-year-old hitting coach Hal McCray. I was like, Hal McCray! No way, you know, because that's the guy that I collected baseball cards of. And so often for me, the only time I get nervous is when it's the, you know, 55-year-old bench coach Robin Yount. Like, Robin Yount! There's like nobody in the front row trying to get his autograph. It's all the, you know, Ryan Zimmerman, or it's all, you know, the young Chris Young, or some good young upstart that I barely know. Whereas then seriously, it's like the coaches, where I'm like, wow, Bud Black. Where's everyone else trying to get Adrian Gonzalez's autograph? I'm like, whoa, Bud Black, the manager, you know?
You're listening to 90.5 WASU Sports out the Wazoo. We're talking with the batting stance guy, Gar Reyness, right now. And Gar, I got to say this to you as well. You're not just you don't just imitate stances. You know baseball. Just by listening to you talk, people can understand you know the game of baseball. I got to say this. Do you just study film, or on average, how much baseball do you watch? Not now, because the season's winding down, it's the playoffs,
sure.
But during the regular season, how many hours of baseball a week would you venture to say you watch?
All right, that's a bit of a trick question, and so I'll answer it with a trick answer, is that I cannot count cards, and if you drop toothpicks on the ground, I do not know how many just hit the ground.
Welcome to my world.
That said, I don't watch as much as you'd think. So I'm sure it's some form of a high-functioning disease or something, but if I see a player a couple of times, I don't know why, and my GPA in high school and college do not reflect my brain working this well, but it's not that tough for me to remember, okay, even if I've seen him once or twice, if somebody calls out his name, what does he do? Or I don't know why, but somehow I can recall it enough to give some version of it.
Gar, I think we're separated at birth because I'm the same way with music. So if I hear a song once or twice on the radio, I remember all the lyrics from that point on.
So you're the person when you're in like an Applebee's or somewhere and people can't even hear they can't even hear the song. You'll be like, oh, this is Cake.
Exactly. Yeah, that's me. I'm basically a giant music box. That's who I am. So I feel you. I like those quirky traits in people. So that's why I find you so interesting.
We got to figure out a way for you to really capitalize on it, because I'm telling you, this has been the most fun year of my life.
We need to get him on YouTube or something. We need to find all our quirky traits and just kind of get him out there. But, you know, looking at all the different videos, I mean, you've gone down the line for like individual teams, and even gone back to a lot of stars. And being a Yankees fan, I, of course, had to watch all the ones you did on the Yankees. But I thought it was especially interesting when you went on Letterman and talked about Kevin Youkilis, and I enjoyed the rendition of his stance and his mannerisms and where he learned all that stuff. But what I want to ask is, what is your favorite person to imitate? Because you're so good at imitating all these guys, you got to have a favorite in there.
Yeah, now my favorite are the ones that are kind of off the grid. Clearly, Kevin Youkilis, Craig Counsell. I mean, there's certain stances. Ricky Henderson, a lot of the players. Like, let's see, Howie Kendrick and Eric Ibar just asked for Ricky Henderson. There's, you know, Fielder and Brian Braun, like, asked for Mickey Rivers. There's lots of people that get asked a lot of times. So therefore, my favorite ones are Gary Matthews Sr., Moisey Salou, and Ben Ogilvie. They're basically three I never get asked to do, but for the person that liked those players, they were so quirky, the things he'd do. And with Moisey Salou, he played recently, he kind of had to be at a game. So my wife's friends would come home, say, see me at a party and say, okay, wait, I just went to a game. Who's Moses Alou? You know, from the side angle, his knees are bent, you know, completely in, almost touching. His jersey's too small. His lips too small. The bat's too small. His helmet's too small. I mean, it looks like, you know, your six-year-old trying to make a joke. It doesn't look like a real batter, you know. So my favorite are the ones that are kind of off the grid.
Now, with all this fame and stuff, What is one of the weirdest requests you've ever had? Have you gone to little kids' birthday parties and performed out there, kind of taking the place of clowns and everything else, and gone out there and done batting stances for all these young kids?
No, you know, for me, still the weirdest thing is the players, because I honestly wake up each day thinking, okay, anyone I meet today is not going to know me, as has always been the case, you know, for my entire life. So when I'm doing, let's say, the Rays pregame show, and someone says, "Hey, batting stance guy," and I turn around, I don't expect it to be Evan Longoria, but it is. It's like, "Hello, Evan Longoria." Like that part is definitely the weirdest. I mean, that part's still strange, even weirder than. You know, the first person that ever came up to me and took a picture with me, that was kind of strange, was Andre Ethier's dad and brother. I mean, that was weird. And then Adrian Gonzalez being the first player that came up to me and said, "Hey, can we see you?" I mean, that was the story I told on Letterman, and that video is actually on YouTube.
We actually posted on our Facebook page if people want to go check that out. I actually have that posted there for you so people can see
it. Cool. And so the crazy part was, like you said, we put all those videos on YouTube, and then people could comment, and you know, there's a whole subset of society that comments on YouTube videos that aren't their own and aren't friends of theirs. And I don't know if I know six people that do it, but there's a million that do, you know? And so it's kind of a strange subculture. So lots of, "Trust me, bro, I could do this way better than you." And lots of, lots of comments going in this direction. So no kidding, not making this up, the day that Adrian Gonzalez said, "Hey, we watch your videos all the time. Can you imitate us?" When I was doing the Dodger pregame show, a comment that morning, I thought this was a joke, was, and trust me, you don't know the first thing about Adrian Gonzalez. No kidding. I rarely get comments on Padres. And so they were listing off how bad I am at these these guys. He's like, and you don't know the first thing about Adrian Gonzalez. So when he taps my shoulder later on that day, it says like, hey, we watch stuff all the time. It's great. Will you come? Can you do a Kuzminov? It's like, wait.
Surreal.
Am I the only one that gets this? It's hilarious. There's some, you know, 15-year-old in Indianapolis that's like, dude, trust me, you stink.
Gar, I want to talk about something real quick because we're talking about you playing wiffle ball. You appear to be somewhat of a, and I mean this in the best and most endearing way, you appear to be a little bit of a wiffle ball snob at this point. You're still 36. You're still playing wiffle ball. Have you thought about getting an endorsement from a wiffle ball company, getting your own bat, getting your own ball?
That would be great. Most of this stuff, as this interview even happened, has been people reaching out to us. So we don't have a machine that's, you know, as we speak, you know, ironing down a deal with Clorox Bleach, that I'm the voice of Clorox. You know what I mean? It's basically been, you know, FSN, you know, Fox Sports Net, or ESPN, or MLB Network, or any of the different places that have had me on have, you know, MLB The Show. You know, I got an email from PlayStation basically saying, like, we want you to do the motion capture. I thought for sure it was just a buddy playing a joke. It's like, how'd you get Sony and PlayStation as your email address? So each person contacted us. And so, no, we have not. I know wiffle ball is a pretty homespun company. I think the guy that it was made for, the kid, is now like in his 70s. You know, and I can't recall at least a wiffle ball endorsement deal, but that'd be great. I mean, that'd be great if it happened. But I mean, at the end of the day, I love baseball so much, and it's been such a great part of my life and so interesting, a way that my dad and I always connected, a way that I just love it, like, so much that this has been an amazing platform that I certainly didn't anticipate happening, to be able to, you know, express love and appreciation for the nostalgia that it brings. And so, honestly, the emails that'll come in, you know, not on the YouTube channel, like chiming in under a video, but the emails that'll come in from, you know, 45-year-old father of three that just hadn't even considered going out and playing wiffle ball and, like, goofing around and having fun like you used to do, old baseball card. I mean, it just kind of gotten out of that, out of the memories of the Astros on the top, you know, 1977 Oscar Gamble car. I mean, stuff like that, it was years ago. And so having this kind of unearth the feelings of nostalgia has been really rewarding. It's almost like when I remember just watching every single VH1 Behind the Music around the clock in the late 90s, because it was really like giving me back 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. I mean, so to watch all those, I completely remember where I was, who I was, you know, watching those music shows. So, you know, that part's been really gratifying. And certainly, you know, there's no big, you know, mission statement or master plan or this is what we set out to do. We decided to concoct these videos. I mean, it's, you know, I was having a mustache competition with some dudes on my street as a joke. So
nice.
I think the first, like, five of the first videos have got a thick stash. I wouldn't have necessarily like launched a television career with that bad boy.
Well, being a baseball fanatic, what is your favorite team and favorite player, maybe growing up? And then second of all, what efforts have you taken to put that wiffle ball bat in the Baseball Hall of Fame, as you said on Letterman?
Yeah. By the way, that would be ridiculous.
Epic. Epic.
You know, my favorite team growing up was the Minnesota Twins. And for some reason, this will not endear me to anyone in the greater Atlanta Braves network of followers, but for some reason, I liked Kent Hrbek. And so all Ron Gant fans aside, that was the team that I wasn't from Minnesota. I went to one of my first games I went to was at a family reunion in the old outdoor Metropolitan Stadium before the Dome was even there in 1980. And for whatever reason, it just, like, nobody liked that team, and they weren't good. And then I played first base, wore 14. So Kent Hrbek wore 14, played first base coming up, and I just thought, there you go. There's my favorite player. And He just happened to stay with one team, win a couple rings. And so then when he retired, I guess I liked him more than the Twins. And so then when he retired, I kind of, like what fantasy football has done for a lot of people, I kind of moved into more of, like, I'm interested in Marlins versus Indians. I mean, I'm interested in every team, you know, in a way. And so I've gone less on the hardcore, I'm a part of Red Sox Nation, or I'm going to just, you know, tear off my clothes if the Astros lose. No. I mean, I've been less intimately, like, involved. Now it's more like players that I've met, players that were really cool to me, players that I'm rooting for. And I think, I mean, for the postseason, I mean, I think it'd be great if it was, if the Yankees make it. I mean, I think Dodgers-Yankees would be just a little more compelling because it'd be the whole U.S., you know, involved. It wouldn't be just Northeast.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think everybody's going for that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen.
We can hope. I've seen on your Twitter account you're begging and pleading to the baseball gods for a Game 7 in any series. Obviously, the odds are getting less and less likely with this Yankee
World
series.
could be a possibility, though.
Gar, I want to
We got a taste of it. We got a taste of it with the 163rd game, you know, that Twins-Tigers. I just thought, oh, this is so awesome. I mean, there's so much at stake. And to have every first round, I mean, too bad for TBS. I mean, to have every first round pretty much be a sweep except for one lone Rockies victory, you know. It's like, give me a Game 7.
It's ridiculous. Gar, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us tonight. What do you say we have you on again in a few months, talk some baseball again when the action starts heating up after the offseason?
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. Gar Reines, the batting stance guy, joining us tonight on Sports Out the Wazoo. Gar, have a good week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man.
All right, Gar Reines. The guy is he's an internet legend at this point. It's only been a year since it first took off, taking the time to talk
to us
tonight on Sports Out the Wazoo. And I tell you what, he really is. He is the envy of every grown man, not just kids, because kids...
Every grown man wearing that jersey, hoping that they could be the next Steve Smith or whatever.
You know what's funny? I wanted to ask him, but we didn't have enough time. Every time you see him on TV or anywhere, even in these batting stance videos, he's got the same pair of brown corduroy shorts, blue Converse Chuck Taylor high tops, some sort of baseball cap, and a plain T-shirt. It's like that's all he wears. It's like he has a closet full of just brown corduroy shorts,
T-shirt. It's like a cartoon.
It is a cartoon, but it's hilarious. The guy is a great guy, genuinely
He's
nice guy.
The dream.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back on Sports Out the Wazoo, got a lot ahead. Darren Gant, beat writer of the Carolina Panthers. A lot going on down in Charlotte right now. Maybe some turmoil. Maybe it depends on what way you want to look at it. Half glass, half full, or half empty. We'll get into that. Also, wide receiver Coco Hillary of your App State Mountaineers will be joining us as well. More Sports Out the Wazoo on 90.5 WASU FM, online at WASURocks.com.